6-2-2-3-7.
Keeping jobs and losing jobs. We're going to talk about it right at the top here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope your week is off to a great start. Mine is here on the show. Boy, we're having a good time, aren't we? Zigging and zagging all over the place. Scatter shooting like no other show can do. Left, right, whatever your stripes, or somewhere in between. Maybe you're confused. That's fine. Aren't we all, some days, confused and angry over what's happening? 800-259-5791. Keep that number close. 800-259-5791. Iran was some true fighting words, but there's nothing new in that, except for now they equate graves and American soldiers and throw it out there and put it in the mix to see what will happen. You know, that whole sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Did you ever say that when you were a kid? Well, it's like we're beyond the whole word thing with that country. But let's start here, closer to home, and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, talking about, thank goodness we got the jobs bill done. We needed to do it, and this will save a lot of people the agony of getting the pink slips. Here's her analysis on it.
We voted to keep over 300,000 teachers, police officers, firefighters, and private sector workers on the job.
All right, money, money, money. The problem is the unions bullied or strong-armed the Congress into ponying up the bucks. And the reason for that is because the states are getting picked over like buzzards. They have no money. California is out of money. I mean, look at the IOUs that they're issuing and furloughing state workers and cutting state workers, and the teachers were in trouble there. And in some of the other states, New Jersey, same thing, but New Jersey was more about the fact of a very, very strong union that would be similar to a bully demanding to get their way. So it's more money that we didn't really have to put into it, but it passed with flying colors. There were objectors, mostly Republicans, and I can see why, like I said, because of the direction we're going in, and to be held hostage by the unions is ridiculous. Moving from jobs and saving a bunch of them to the governor of Virginia talking about losing jobs with the proposed Pentagon cuts. Here's his take.
This is a very bad decision, in my opinion, not only for Virginia, but for the United States military. To take and dismantle Joint Forces Command, which is an effective, efficient, low-cost joint command between all of our services and scatter them to the four winds, I believe is extremely short-sighted.
Governor Bob McDonnell not happy with losing those jobs because it will cost Virginia big time. And that's, you see these areas, and many of you know this, whether it's factories or if it's a certain industry that's lost to a region, it kills other jobs. It's the rippling effect of it. It's not just, oh, isn't that sad that factory closed down the street? No, the town is ripped apart because not as many people are going into the restaurants, the housing developments close by, all the houses are up for sale because everybody has to move because there's no jobs. And effectively, that's what will happen in some of those areas. It'll take a big bite out of budgets, and it'll crush some of the smaller spots, suburban spots in Virginia. So the governor's right on that, and to be concerned. Some other things that are happening that I said from the get-go infuriated me earlier in the day, worth bringing up if you haven't heard a previous hour of America Tonight. I mean, seems like we've heard it all before, so it's not shocking when Iran steps forward and takes some kind of a bizarre swipe at the U.S. or other Western cultures. Mostly the U.S. seems to be the target. And this time it's, listen, your graves are dug. So if the soldiers, we've got graves, if the soldiers want to fall into those graves, be our guests, because we are ready, willing, and able. And we know where to hit you. We're going to hit you on your foreign bases, meaning in Iraq or Bahrain, rather, where you've got the Navy's Fifth Fleet, an attack on that fleet, or any of the other bases, like I said, in Iraq or some key spots. So at what point, I'm just saying, at what point do we as a country decide, yeah, you know, enough is enough? We are putting our head in the proverbial sand on this one, and maybe it's time to unbury it and react and not take these nasty comments, you know, as just more crazy talk from an Iranian government controlled for the most part by Ahmadinejad. At some point you decide you're going to let the guy get a nuke for not electricity, but to have a nuclear warhead attached and to be able to point a nuke at us and other countries. You have to decide if that's the direction you're going to go in, then you got to deal with it. Okay, the other big story is the ex-senator Ted Stevens dying in a plane crash. Sadly, he was going fishing for salmon and bad weather delayed the rescue for like 12 hours. I mean, they were pretty much dangling almost off a cliff because the plane just slammed into the mountain and then slid. They're lucky there was no fire because people were saved. There were some people that were on board that survived. With that 40-degree slope, you would think that wouldn't happen. And then the plane skidding 200 feet. The pilots didn't think anybody on board survived, but four people did. The former senator was not one of them. The survivors were huddled in the fuselage for the hours that I mentioned before they were finally rescued. Which was the good news, but Ted Stevens was not among those that made it. The NTSB is investigating, but it literally looks like weather was a big factor. The poor weather when you're in Alaska always wreaks havoc with people in the planes, big or small, and the visibility apparently wasn't that great. What's also interesting is the pilot didn't have, because the pilots aren't required to, depending on where they're taking off from, the pilot was not required to file a flight plan. So when the search started to go out, that's when they finally realized something was wrong. And one, because of the weather, and two, because of not knowing, the response was probably a little bit slower. That's why the 12 hours and the size. I mean, air travel is very common in Alaska, even if it's kind of perilous weather. Even ironically, the former senator expressed fears about a 78 crash that killed his first wife and four other people, and now it's one of the hazards in Alaska, and this time it's Stevens. He was 86. People would remember him as they called him the Lion, who didn't really step aside for anything. Very hard nose. So Ted Stevens, the former senator of Alaska, dead at 86 years old. Cry Me a River next on America Tonight.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Samuel.
Tiger Woods. I mean, I hate to even talk about this guy. We know everything that happened with the women and all the salacious details and everything else. But that's why I say cry me a river, because listen to what he says when he's asked about, or he volunteers that, geez, his life has gotten back to normal. Check out what he says.
Well, I don't have paparazzi camped out in front of the house, hotel, helicopters flying over the range. They were following my kids everywhere they went. Taking photographs of everything they were doing. And that was very tough, but that hasn't been the case of late. To me, that's a sign and is headed towards normalizing.
Yeah, you know, whatever. I don't feel sorry for him that the paparazzi was out there skulking about and trying to find out more about Tiger Woods, because he invited it in when he thought he was above it all and he could do whatever he wanted and there would be no blowback. There was blowback. Guess what? Because he couldn't control all the women and all the stories. So we don't care, Tiger. He was terrible over the weekend, by the way. Finished like 78th in a tournament. So you wonder if he's in a downward spiral, which I don't think so. I just think it's a bump in the road. I can't imagine that he's not going to win any more tournaments. But who knows? You know, you ride your talent and your luck for so long, and sometimes it all crashes around you. Let's go to James, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I just had a question based upon your analogy about the rippling effects with jobs.
Yeah.
And my question was basically surrounding, you know, once the entire market situation happened, and you had those guys, the AIGs, the GMs, and all those financial institutions that were in trouble.
Right.
If we do what was suggested by many economists and Republicans, things of that nature, if you let all of those people fail and all those jobs are lost and they go through the processes of sell-offs and things like that, how much, what would have been the effect of something like that, just letting everything fail and start over?
Meaning if the bank's too big to fail, if that had happened, what would have, where would we have been at? You know what, in my opinion, I think we should have let them fail. I know that what Paulson was saying at the time, it was 2008, hey, we can't do that. I mean, we know that that everybody wants to have a witch hunt here, but if you let it collapse, it'll take down so much industry with it, and ultimately we won't be able to claw back out of it, so we really have no choice but to throw out a lifeline. But I would have liked to see who says one group's too big to fail, and you don't think another bank can't swoop in there? You don't think somebody else could step up to the plate? You know, the whole thing about the spoils, to the victor goes the spoils. I've talked to economists on both sides of it. It's interesting you bring it up. And you get a mix, you do get mixed signals on it. And James, I have to say that if it were my decision, I would have let them fail. What would you have done?
I mean, I'm just looking at it strictly from the standpoint of it just wasn't, if it was just one entity.
Not all of them. Yeah.
If it was just one company, okay, I could see you allowing something like that to happen. But when you're talking about several of your major car companies,
yeah,
you got AIG, you got everything all bunched in together, and you're talking about let all of it, how do you recover from it?
Right. Right. That's what Paulson said. Really, realistically, how do you recover when it's that many? It just seems so inequitable, doesn't it, that we the taxpayers bail out the AIGs and the rest of them, and then they throw it in our faces with the big bonuses. And AIG, they were playing with fire, and it was the risky division where they just amped it up and they didn't care. But the same people were getting paid the money as part of the too big to fail, and that's what I think really torqued everybody. And that's probably that's what happened with me. I was like, wow, that's just wrong. That's just not, we should not be bailing these guys out. But you have a point. If you just let the bottom fall out, wouldn't have taken us all down. So what's the sense in that?
To your analogy of the rippling effect,
yeah,
it's not just the AIGs and GMCs. Those
right,
are,
it's everybody. Right.
You know, small town in Ohio that has a factory that,
yeah,
okay, now that they don't produce the parts for windshields or the parts for tires anymore because that division no longer is needed because the company has failed, then this is the only factory that employs 300 people in that area.
That's,
so
you're
now
right,
that it's closed, now, and then as also, how do you create jobs now again for those 300 people when that factory was the only thing there?
You're right. What do you do? You have no choice. You have no choice. Absolutely. If you think about it and you use my analogy on the other side around, like I was talking about the Pentagon specifically there with the jobs,
exactly,
and what it'll do to the suburban areas. It's like the bases closing. Remember when a lot of the bases were on the closing list and it would just kill people? And I interviewed a lot of those people. It was awful, and I would feel awful for them because this was something they loved to do, was something they had done in their all those years, and they weren't the CEO, or they weren't the lead general or whatever, so they don't parachute into something better. They've got to scramble and try to find work some other place, and pull up stakes sometimes. And, you know, we live in a capitalistic society, and we are, I mean, that's the beauty of America, that we, it's like when I say that there's always an opportunity. I really believe that. It's just gotten so doggone nasty and so tilted.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. It's so skewed in the wrong direction. And that's why that day, my friend, in November is so important for people to vote. Take a close look at what the people representing us are saying and doing. And if you're not happy with your representative, because it varies from place to place, then it's that's what you do. You make a change.
I'm going to ask you one more thing. I'm going to let you go. When, how do you just create a job? And I'm saying that based upon the fact, when you look at a lot of the companies in the private sector that have now gone to other countries, that they're taking their jobs out of the United, out of the American market, putting them in other countries, you know, going to countries where they do have government options, government insurance, where they're not having to pay, you know, the insurance part of the equation and just paying lower wages. And those jobs are gone from America. How do you just up and create jobs? I'll say that and I'll go ahead and let you go.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. Good stuff, James. Creating jobs. See, that's why we go back to the whole capitalistic society thing. You can't go after all the corporations and all the possibilities, because if you do, they're the ones creating the jobs. But having said that, it's the definition of small business that I often pull out of my bag of tricks here on the air. A small business is 500 people or less, and 90% plus of the businesses in this country are small businesses. So in creating the jobs, sadly, what we're seeing is what James is saying. What happens? Well, I'll give you an example in my own backyard in our satellite studio facilities. Expedia is shutting down a call center. Well, a lot of people work there, so they're all out of gigs. They're not going to move to India. They're done, and they got to find something else, right? So the answer to that is, you got to keep more jobs in America. You got to have incentives for businesses to get more money, to get more loans. The banks got tight on the loans because of what happened when so many of the loans went south and the banks got in trouble. But if you don't loosen the purse string and offer those loans, you're not going to create some of those opportunities. That's the problem. Hang with us.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gun Smith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word CRASH in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
So usually when I travel, probably like a lot of you, I end up with a crazy sinus infection. It's just happened to me in the last probably 5-6 years. I always chalk it up to the recycled air deal, so I dread the plane part of wherever it is I'm going. This time, as many of you know, I was just in Florida. I took SinoFresh, something you might have heard about here on GCN. I was curious about it. I decided to check it out. The great thing was I took it. As I found out, the thing to do was to take it ahead of time, not just wait. So I took it before and after the flight. You know, I took it days leading up to it. And what was great is I don't sound like Marge Simpson's awful sister. I have no headache, nothing. So I got even more curious and thought it was time to find out why it works. In our virtual green room, we've kicked Saul Album out. We're done talking about finances. We've got Dr. Michael Stampar with us. He's the senior advisor for SinoFresh. Doc, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good evening.
Let's talk about that. To me, what was fascinating, and because a little birdie told me to take it ahead of time, I knew, because normally I wouldn't realize that that's what I should do, and it made it so that I felt nothing, nothing. I didn't have any of that pressure in my head, nothing in the sinuses, none of the headaches that I mentioned. Is one of the things that SinoFresh does, or how what it was designed for, is it something that you can take as a preventative kind of deal instead of just necessarily after you have the symptoms?
Yes, I was going to ask what kind of nasal condition you had day to day when you weren't traveling, because a lot of the day to day marginal congestion and fullness and stuffiness in the morning when you get up, have to kind of, you know, blow your way after the shower to clear up. Those are all triggered by the nose's response to various bacteria and molds that are living in the nose, colonizing is what they call it, allegedly minding their own business, but actually causing low-grade, you know, chronic inflammation. Then when you are exposed to a higher level of contaminant, whether it be in a closed space of an airline cabin or a schoolroom or dorm or whatever, the increase in the number of bacteria and the increase in the resultant reaction can cause inflammation.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, and I didn't realize this either, when you start to, it's like you do a little research even, Doc, on the web. I don't have to tell you because I'm sure you know all this in developing the whole SinoFresh thing, but you go through all these other products out there, and what they seem to do, now that I'm becoming savvy and reading the labels, is what I said. They treat the symptoms, or they say they boost your immune system. But that's not what, that's what I'm doing now.
Stay well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about what you're doing with some of those immune modulators. You know, your hope is that, you know, something that affects your general well-being will keep you from getting infected. Well, I chuckle because that's just so absurd in my mind compared to taking a product that literally kills bacteria, viruses, and molds on contact with a detergent action. So it's not a lock and key mechanism where you have to worry about resistance or whether you've got the right SinoFresh for the right bug. Essentially, it works like detergent would work on fat in your pan. It touches the cell wall, the positive charge bursts the cell wall, and the bacteria are dead. So instead of carrying your staph or your strep or the bugs that predispose you to ear infection and sinus infection, using the SinoFresh kills those on contact and turns off that source of inflammation.
Yeah, you know, it's call me a conspiracy theorist, but after I started to do that and check out what we were just laughing about, the whole symptoms thing, it made me wonder, wow, the stranglehold that Big Pharma has, especially when it comes to the profitability. So if I'm running some company, it's brilliant, really, when people don't know. They're sick. They just want relief. So going after the symptoms, that's the way you have them keep coming back for the same thing, right?
Well, because they still don't know what trigger, but they fought vehemently, even back in the early 2000s. Mayo Clinic patented the use of antifungal because they swore that everything was fungus, and it actually came out in the Wall Street Journal rather than a medical journal that Mayo Clinic owns Sinus, and that failed. So people who didn't like the Mayo Clinic for doing that also started proposing certain staph species would do that. We know it's microbial. Nobody's arguing that it's not microbial, meaning some type of organism. It doesn't matter with the SinoFresh because the SinoFresh is a generalized acting topical. It bursts the cell wall, so it really doesn't care what you are. Interestingly, though, in our staph studies, the staph, the pathogens like MRSA that causes all the hospital complications and strep that causes ear infection, those are knocked out completely because their numbers really aren't high relative to the background organisms, you know, that kind of keep our healthy balance. And those are only knocked down about 50%. So we're not sterilizing the nose in two or three sprays a day, but we are definitely able to get rid of the colonization of those bad boys. And you know, if somebody dies of swine flu, the flu doesn't kill them. It's a secondary pneumonia typically that kills them, and that's because they're colonized with staph or colonized with a bad strep strain that once again opportunistic inflammation will take hold. Well, if you kill off your bacteria day one, day two of a flu, you don't have those bugs hanging around day five or six to get you into trouble.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, it scares me. I'm listening to you talk, and I'm thinking, how much bacteria and mold? I mean, there's just countless amounts of germs out there, obviously.
It's interesting that, you know, I did ENT for 18 years, and you look at noses, and I always call them the angry noses. They instead of being the wet, runny, sneezy nose, which is the one thing SinoFresh may not affect as much, those are true allergies, it's that red, stuffy, thickened nose. And when I first got this product brought to my office, I gave it to my first 20 patients who I would have given a steroid to. You know, well, back then it was Vecanase or Flonase, one of the agents made to reduce swelling. All 19 of the 20 came back and looked healthy. They didn't just look less red. They looked pink. And I had never seen that at that time in, you know, 10 or 12 years of using these products. I'd never seen people just get better and have a patient say, you know, I've never felt better in my life. And I think what we were finally doing, or I know anecdotally, is we're killing the trigger. We're taking away the cause rather than just trying to smolder one of the symptoms. And that's what we just couldn't get people to grab a hold of for various, you know, for various suspicious reasons. But I can tell you in my, you know, 8 years of 9 years of having it, that I never saw anything make people as so well. Then from a prevention standpoint, what else do we have? Here we have this under $20 spray that literally kills on contact, and somebody's sitting across from you on that rental car bus spewing. you can use saline, you can use salt water, but that takes a cup and a half twice a day, and whipping out your neti pot on your way, you know, looking for your car really isn't all that practical. You know, whereas a couple sprays of Sonifresh can, you know, literally kill on contact.
Yeah, I like that, killing the trigger. That's a good line. You're going to have to run out and copyright that because somebody else is going to steal that. That's perfect, killing the trigger. And it's, you know, I keep talking about traveling, but that's because I traveled a bunch, and I know a lot of people listening travel. But I would assume it's not just travelers. I'm thinking off the top of my head, some friends that I have that are teachers. And then recently, I had a friend that was in the ICU a bunch, and actually a mother-in-law who spent a lot of time in the ICU, and I watched the healthcare people, and I saw how they were, and how they, some of them came in and they were sick, and they had to, you know, there were signs everywhere about do this and do that, not just the washing of the hands and stuff. So I would imagine in the healthcare industry it can get pretty bad, and this would be somebody else that this would really be beneficial for, right?
Well, that's the study we've been begging to get done. You know, the what's happened is the staff's complications have gotten to the point where insurance companies are telling doctors and hospitals, we're just not going to pay for them, as if it's something we really can prevent. There's probably a standard percentage we might be able to get down to, but zero is unreasonable. And here in Charlotte County, Florida, which is our oldest county in the country, over 60% of our hospital admissions are now coming in with staff colonization, not coming out with it. So all I've asked some of these bigger institutions and even the president's office, get this study to see how effective it is, look at how much it kills staff, and I just don't get an answer. I literally get no response. So we may never know formally, and, you know, for $20 and the fact that you can get it over the counter, you know, it's absolutely harmless as a trial. So my motto in the office was just try Sinofresh. You know, you'll know in that month whether you got sick or didn't. It does no harm. You'll know in a month of using it for your chronic sinus symptoms whether that's your trigger or not. But I've yet to be able to get a large institution that allegedly, you know, is concerned about this to just do the study. And it's really tough. I mean, you realize you'd have to treat every person in contact with every patient. But at $16 a month, it's not so expensive either.
Yeah, boy, no kidding, and that's the beauty of the whole thing. Absolutely. I hope they do that study and eventually listen. But, you know, you got those big-time lobbyists, and there is a wall around Big Pharma now anyway. But I think we're going to see some breakthroughs there, because I really saw it. I saw it with myself, and I saw it with my mother, and we've got some other people that are trying Sinofresh, too. Hey, Doc, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Sinofresh, like I said, I know I'm going to start to get a lot of emails on this because I've already gotten one here from Trey, and he just came on the air asking me about Sinofresh. So go to the website. Go to sinofreshproducts.com, and that's how you can find out how you can order it. But it I don't know, it worked for me. I saw it on the website, talked to a couple people about it, and decided to try it as the preventative route, to go that way, and it was awesome. My best line, I think. I mean, his best line was killing the trigger. Mine was that I didn't sound like Marge Simpson's sister. I can't even remember her name now. But she had that deep nasally voice, remember? And usually that's what happens to me when I fly, and I didn't get it. It was great. Plus, not to get that headache pressure thing. I hate that. It's like you feel like you have a migraine. You don't, and you have to lay down. Terrible stuff. Anyway, check it out. It's good. Hang with us. We got more coming down the pike, including more of the fallout on that crazy flight attendant for JetBlue.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So stocks had a positive reaction, at least slightly anyway, despite the Fed's doom and gloom, at least a pretty much a downbeat view is a better way to say it, of the U.S. economy. And will the stock market hold up? Well, we talk about this all the time. It's like a roller coaster ride anyway. Picture yourself at a craps table in the middle of Las Vegas. That's what you're doing. I mean, listen, I know when you have a portfolio, you do have to have some stocks in the portfolio, no doubt about it, and you certainly can make money that way. And a lot of us have 401ks or IRAs, and it relies on the stock market. But the scary thing is you are gambling, just so you know that. You are gambling, especially these days, because you'll have a bounce back, and then you'll have a crash. You'll have a huge bounce, and then there'll be a market pullback. And that's the risk of it all, because we really don't know where we're headed. There are some economic indicators that you can look at, but just always tell yourself, I'm gambling. I'm gambling. All right, we're not gambling on our next guest, Saul Albaum. You know him. He's the financial guru here for ATN. He's putting down his latte. He's in the virtual green room. He joins us now. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Great, thank you. That's why I like being the blackjack dealer at the table. You know, I just get the tips, and win or lose, we, you know, Kate and I, we walk away drink our martinis.
Hey, listen, the people that deal in Vegas in some of those, I call them the big houses, like the Bellagio or some of the others, they make pretty good money, and it is because of the tips. Somebody's winning. Somebody's got a lot of money coming in, even though, you know, they'll eventually, if they're big-time gamblers, give it back. They'll throw a lot of coin the way of the person dealing. So you're absolutely right, Saul. The place to be is the guy who is dealing it all out, the guy who is running the game. Absolutely, 100%. So I just said this. The stocks, you look at, you get these upticks, and then it pulls back. And now we see what the Fed had to say, and it's negative news. So is my analogy correct? I mean, it is like a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster, and I like your analogy in gambling. And the thing is, where you have to put your politics aside is that the game is rigged, and the game is rigged to keep going up. So that, and that, with all this spending and all this quantitative easing and all this Fed spend, you know, Fed buying and printing money and low interest rates. I mean, I'm looking at a 10-year. Now, let's say I want to put my father in some 10-year bonds, right? I mean, the government is artificially lowering the interest rates. And, you know, if I want to buy a 10-year bond for my father, I'm talking about 2.7% yield. I mean, you can't live on that. So that's forcing money into the market, into more risky things. So don't fight the tide. The game is rigged. You know, the market, the market is a good place to be. And so, yeah, it's rigged, but you can't lose all your money. So I think that's a little better proper analogy.
All right. Speaking of the Fed, they had the big policy meeting, and then they said they were going to use money from the mortgage security investments to buy government debt on a small scale. What does that mean?
Sure. Okay. So the Fed will, remember, people have to realize that the Fed is a separate entity. Now, put aside all your conspiracy books. It's really run by the government, but it is a quasi-public, quasi-private, kind of separate, semi-functional entity. And what it's doing is it's in charge of the printing presses. So what it's doing is it's bringing cash to the federal government. Remember, the federal government doesn't print the money. It's the Fed that does, Reserve Bank. So it is purchasing an additional $300 billion worth of our debt. And I'm getting another call, so I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm listening, and so are the listeners.
I put up word that I was going to be on. Okay, so I'll just have to call them back. Okay, so apparently, see, that's the government agents, right? They're like, telling the secrets.
Yeah, don't give the secrets away. Don't tell them how we're printing the money. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got a little distracted. So, okay, so what's the Fed doing? Okay, so the Fed already has $1.9 trillion on its balance sheet anyway, already. So it's just, now that's distributed between bonds it already owns, okay, that's already done this before. And that's around $300 trillion also. And then the other balance, of it is random stuff that we don't know, and about a half a trillion of agency bonds, like Freddie Mae, Freddie Mac, and money owed to Social Security and things like that. So, basically what it's doing is printing money and giving it to the government, and then effectively, taking pieces of paper in turn, swapping out paper. Does that make any sense? Did I explain that okay?
No, it totally makes sense. You know what? Here's what I wonder that doesn't make sense to me. You and I watched this when we worked together. We were constantly talking about the price of a barrel on the mercantile exchange where it would be. And I just read something today that from a guy who's a partner at, again, Capital, right? And he says, there's no reason not to think that oil prices could be upwards of $200 a barrel. Wow, $200 a barrel. And his reasoning is because of some things that are happening, meaning you might have the Strait of Hormuz might be blocked. And if it is, that's where the oil flows. He's right, because that's the oil shipping lanes. So with the things that are going on with Iran recently, if somehow that is shut down, because they do have the ability to make that happen, and if it can't get unblocked for however many days, it's not unrealistic to think that the barrel will shoot up. Do you think that will actually happen? That's a huge jump.
I don't know about 200, but it could certainly test where it was at before. You know, 140 is bad enough. I mean, I don't know about you, but it seems nuts. Yeah, remember when gas rebounded off the high and it went to $35 and it only cost me $1.80 to fill up my tank? I was like, yay!
No kidding.
So, you know, yeah, it could absolutely go up there, just like gold, if there's a catastrophic event. You know, as you know, I myself am knee deep in the oil and gas business down here in Texas, and I'm a firm believer in the oil and gas story right now. Not so much gas, but more oil. If anybody remembers their eighth grade physical science class, you have two types of energy, and that is kinetic and potential. Kinetic is the energy of movement, like momentum. Okay, and potential is when you put like a book on the bookshelf, okay? So it's got all that energy, and then when something taps it, it can release it. So right now, oil has a lot of potential kinetic energy. One bomb, one war, one anything negative, and it could absolutely go higher. Now, oil might go down a little bit lower, but don't forget, we're in a really bad recession. Now, what happens when, if assuming things pick up? There's a lot of upside. So if things go bad, it could pick up, and things oil could go up. Or if things go well, let's say I'm absolutely wrong and there's recovery or a minor recovery, then things could go well too. And that's the position I like to be at, just like at the deal in the blackjack. If you win, I win. If you lose, I win. That's the kind of investment your listeners need to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. We only have a couple minutes left, but what's the deal with the United States facing this risk now, a rising risk is what they're calling it, of deflation, and it kind of goes around to what we're saying, that might jack up the prices of some of the safe haven government bonds.
Yes, and that's what I've been researching this a lot lately, and the top two bond managers in the world, Bill Gross and Jeffrey Gundrich, are projecting deflation. So what I'm starting to think that they're right. And that is because when you I knew we were going to have to talk about this. Okay, so let me give economic cycle in 10 seconds. So
okay.
Recessions happen because so much flood of money goes in and builds new assets. Okay, just like the internet bubble. Billions of dollars came in, built up the internet, and then wait a minute, pets.com doesn't make any money, right? Or and all mm-hmm. these other companies don't make money, so you have a big collapse. Okay, so that's called deflation. That's when the assets have to be sold. Okay, it's just like you own a restaurant and your restaurant goes bankrupt. Well, guess what? You got to liquidate. You know, someone's got to buy your sink and your refrigerator and the tables and the chairs. Okay, that's deflation in asset prices. That's because you have too much. There's too many restaurants. Somebody's got to go under. So you got to sell all that stuff. That's deflation. So what's happening in our country right now is you're having this is what happens when you have a recession. You have too much capital goods. You have too many restaurants, so they go under. So there's too many kitchens that have to be liquidated. Now that's liquidating. All the prices are going down on capital goods. Any restaurant owners out there can call you up and let you know about how they are trying to sell their Sub-Zero refrigerators and you know, their stoves. You know,
right.
Who's going to buy it?
Right.
Going to buy their, you know, and that goes for
that
lumber.
Makes sense.
That goes for you know,
across
telecom,
the board.
That goes for all industries.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's always interesting when we talk to you, Saul. We got to fly. Thanks once again. We'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks. Man, he knows how it's ticking out there. Hang with us. More to come around the bend.